Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now it's time to beat Bernie.
Shut up.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Oh, good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Matt Meany wrote this game today, our esteemed program director. Good kid. I like Matt. But he writes a very difficult game. Like when Luke writes it, it's like Dr. Seuss. And when Matt writes it, it's like Shakespeare.
Fox and Sox.
Right.
Okay.
So,
You hate green eggs and ham.
I do?
Yeah.
What's in the line after that? Let's see how good you are.
Something about Sam being how he is.
What is Dr. Seuss's real name?
The Lorax.
No, is that Mark Twain? Samuel Clemens? I have no idea.
Theodore Geisel, you moron.
Okay.
God. Jesus. Anyway, today's contestant
Matt
is a... Matt knows everything. He's a smart kid, Matt.
He does.
He's a florist out of New York City. His name is Tim. Tim, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Sid. How are you?
I'm great. So Danielle wants to... I had the landscaper over a couple days ago, and she loves peonies. That's her favorite flower. And the good news is a landscaper says that, yes, they can make it happen on my lawn in the front of my house, peonies. You sell a lot of those this time of year?
Oh, yeah. They're very expensive this time of year.
They are? She didn't tell me that part. But that's her favorite flower. A lot of ladies love those, right?
Yeah, that's right. A lot of them do.
Now, do you have a store? Do you sell this like out of a ship them all over the country? What do you do exactly?
Well, yeah, I work for my boss, who's been on 82nd in Columbus for about 56 years.
Wow, I know that place. I lived right there, not far away at all, on 104 in West End before I got the hell out of that hellhole. So I know the exact place you're talking about. How about that? Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Good luck in today's game. You're welcome. Here we go. Who was the former ExxonMobil CEO that President Donald Trump nominated and was confirmed by the Senate as Trump's very first Secretary of State back in 2017?
Hmm.
Oh, you got to know this. Come on.
How is he going to know this?
I don't know.
The first Secretary of State.
It
got so ugly with him and Trump. It was a sexy Rex Tillerson. Sexy Rexy.
Should have gotten that.
Yeah, he should have gotten Rex Tillerson. Number two, when the Boston Tea Party tea dumpers carried out their political and mercantile protest in 1773, they dressed up and disguised themselves as members of what group? You want a hint? You want a hint?
Yeah, give me a hint.
They're now the Guardians.
Good hint.
Thank you.
Indians.
Yes!
Indians.
Very good. These specifically were the Mohawk Indians, but yes. In what novel do we learn that one Mr. Hayden Caulfield has failed 4 out of 5 classes at Pensy Preparatory School?
I'm going to pass. I have no idea.
You want a hint? I got to think about this, but I'm such a genius. This book was in the back pocket of Mark David Chapman when he shot and killed John Lennon.
Catcher in the Rye.
Yes! Look at you! My hints are good, right, Lou?
I stand impressed. My favorite cop right there.
My favorite cop. Well, number four, what was the name of the United States naval ship that President Donald Trump sent to Pier 30 in New York City to help with the COVID-19 pandemic back in 2020? Was it A, the USNS Mercy, B, the USNS Solace, or C, the USNS Comfort?
I'm going to go with A.
Wrong, you two-legged
back. Incorrect. Actually, that boat, the Mercy, was sent to Los Angeles. We had the Comfort sent here to New York. And finally, the capital city of Wellington, in what country, is the southernmost national capital in the world?
Can you repeat the question?
Nope. Yes. The capital city of Wellington, in what country, is the southernmost national capital in the world?
I'd say Australia.
Not a bad guess. Not a bad guess. It's wrong. It's New Zealand, but not a bad. Oh, you got two right because basically I gave you all these hints. Let's put Mr. Timmy on hold and get to the reigning champ, the great one himself, Bernard McGurk. Burn three right and you win, okay?
Three right and I win. All right, let's attempt this at least.
You're going to win. Here we go. Who was the former ExxonMobil CEO that President Donald Trump nominated and was confirmed by the Senate as Trump's first Secretary of State back in 2017, like it was yesterday?
Yeah. What the hell was his name? First Secretary of State.
Come on, Exxon.
Donald Trump, Exxon Valdez.
They hated each other. They hated each other by the time
this guy I know. What the hell was his name?
Oh, you're going to kill yourself.
Yeah, go ahead. What is it?
Sexy Rexy.
Rex Tiller.
Close. Rex Tillerson. Rex Tillerson.
Rex Tillerson. Rex
right.
Tillerson. That's
so you got to get three
I'm
of the next. Right. That's all right. Three of the next four you win. When the Boston Tea Party tea dumpers carved out their political and mercantile protest in 1773, they dressed up and disguised themselves as members of what group? If you need a hint, I'll give it to you.
Well, they were Indians.
Yes. Didn't even need the hint. They were Mohawk Indians, to be more specific. In what novel do we learn that one Mr. Caulfield, his name was Hayden, had failed four out of five classes at Pensy Preparatory School? Holden, not Hayden, you're right, excuse me. Very good, Luke. Chris is right.
Repeat the question quickly.
What novel do we learn that one Mr. Holden Caulfield has failed four out of
Catcher
five?
Catcher in the Rye.
Yes.
I didn't hear you say novel.
One more and you win, Bernie. One more and you win.
Okay, got it.
What was the name of the United States naval ship that President Donald Trump sent to Pier 90 in New York City to help with the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020? Was it A, USNS Mercy, B, USNS Solace, or C, USNS Comfort?
It was either Mercy or Comfort. I'm going to go with Mercy.
Incorrect. The contestant said the same thing. The Mercy was actually sent to Los Angeles. We got the Comfort.
Right.
And finally,
it was a 50-50 proposition,
right.
I failed.
All right, well, if you get this right, you still win the game. And here it is. The capital city of Wellington, in what country is the southernmost capital, national capital in the world? The capital city of Wellington, in what country is the southernmost national capital in the world?
South Africa would be the wrong answer.
Correct.
It's New Zealand.
Yes.
New Zealand.
Nicely done, Bernard. And Bernie wins today's game, as he always does. Final score of 3-2. Bernie, say hello to Tim. He's a florist on 82nd and Amsterdam on the Upper West Side.
Tim, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How about you, Bernie?
I could be worse. Let me ask you this question. Are you Greek-American?
I'm not. My boss is, though.
Oh, I see. Right. Exactly. Because most florists in New York City are Greek-Americans or Greek immigrants. But you live up in that hellhole, the Upper West Side. How much do you hate it?
I've thought about moving to Florida a few times, but I have to tell you, once the good weather comes around, I love it.
Okay. The pussy hat-wearing... loudmouth ladies notwithstanding, you love it. Okay, I could see that, depending on where you are. Some places are worse than others, but a contented New York City resident. I like what I hear. That's optimistic.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, Tim, bro, thanks for playing, and, if you want to send a dozen roses to Sid's, I was going to say to his wife, on his behalf,
right.
Well, please feel free to do so.
Well, thank you guys for having me on. That'll cost you $65.
I'm going to cost me
okay,
nothing.
Okay, well.
Are you kidding me? I'm a superstar. You send that, you say, I love you, Danielle, and they arrive today for nothing. You got it?
You send it, do that and send the bill to 2 Penn Plaza, okay?
All right, yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Tim.
He's funny.
Thanks,
all right,
guys,
buddy. Thanks, you as well. We'll close out the show. How about that, Sid?
Sounds good to me. 1-800-848-9222. Bernie and Sid closing out this Wednesday show right after these words.
Beat Bernie, sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC.